Forever Christmas by David Brantberg.
As David Livingstone once stated, when we serve the Lord, we never truly make a sacrifice. The Lord always more than repays anything we give to Him. He said, "Whatsoever thou spendest, I will repay when I come again." He has repaid us so much already in this life, just in the people we've led to salvation and service for the Lord. That's a big payoff in itself. That's almost reward enough without anything else. We have all this here and now, and heaven too. This is only the beginning, as they used to say at the circus, of the greatest show on earth, as they used to advertise them. We are characters in the greatest show on earth, and it is only the beginning. When we die and go to be with the Lord, our eternal lives are just getting started. You've each been laying up treasures in heaven, rewards that you haven't received here, that you'll receive there. Frankly, the more I think about heaven, the more thrilled I am about what the Lord has stored up for us there. More than eye hath seen, or ear heard, or hath even entered into the heart of man. Except that the Holy Spirit has showed it to us. Thank the Lord. We can get as excited about heaven as children do about Christmas. Didn't you get excited as a child when December rolled around? From the very first of the month, children begin thinking about Christmas and Christmas presents and doing a little Christmas shopping. I remember my mother used to give me $5 to go out and buy Christmas presents for about 25 people, which meant I could only spend about 20 to 25 cents on each one, including her and my dad and brother and sister. The more I've been reading about heaven, the more excited I get about how wonderful and beautiful it is, and what a thrilling place it's going to be, and already is, for those who are there. Don't be sorry for those who die in the Lord. They shall see His face, God's word tells us in Revelation 22:4. Heaven is something to look forward to like Christmas, only it'll be the greatest Christmas you ever experience. It'll be the greatest family reunion you will ever know, with all your loved ones and relatives and children and parents and ancestors and descendants and ascendants in one place at the same time, rejoicing and praising the Lord together in one grand heavenly fellowship meeting. All together at last. As Christians, we don't need to fear death, because sudden death for us is sudden glory, and we will be forever with the Lord. So don't feel sorry for those who go on or who have already gone. We do feel sad for ourselves sometimes because we've lost them from this life and we miss their fellowship and love. But surely we wouldn't feel so sorry for ourselves that we want them to have to come back to this old world and all its troubles and sorrows and hardships and hard work. Heaven is certainly a lot more inspiring than earth and all its problems. Thank God for the heaven we have in our hearts, with the love of Jesus, His Spirit, and the heaven we have in our love and service for Him. Those of us who know and love the Lord and have His Spirit have heaven in our hearts, and we can have a little bit of heaven in our lives and work for the Lord by bringing the heaven of His love to others. But this is only a small sample of what's coming. God's word tells us that this is just the earnest of our salvation. This is just a little sample, just a little bit of heaven here to have His love and Spirit and His wonderful work. If this is just a sample, think of what the full reality is going to be like. We're halfway to heaven here in spirit, and we can get half of the enjoyment ahead of time just thinking about it, praising and thanking the Lord for it, reading about it, looking forward to it, and anticipating it. After all, that's where we're going to spend eternity, It's our eternal home, the place Jesus has gone to prepare for us forever. I like to talk about heaven to inspire you and encourage you, and to give you all the more determination to get as many other people there as you possibly can. That is going to be one of the greatest thrills in heaven, to see those souls that you preached the gospel to and led to the Lord who are there because of your witness. All those friends and loved ones and people that you witnessed to, many of whom you didn't know got saved until after you had sowed the seed. That's going to be one of the greatest blessings in heaven, besides being with the Lord and being with loved ones. Being with those whom we played a role in getting there by preaching the gospel to them so that they could be saved and be members of his kingdom. Heaven is a great place to look forward to, as it will help you bear some of these burdens and trials that you're going through now when you realize these are only just for a moment. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. This is one reason Moses could continue to press on in spite of tremendous hardship, because he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. He endured as seeing him who is invisible. He looked past all the troubles he had in Egypt, as if seeing the Lord and seeing his reward in the future. He could put up with the present by foreseeing the future, as did all those heroes in God's Hall of Fame in Hebrews chapter 11, who counted themselves as pilgrims and strangers on the earth because they were looking for a city whose builder and maker is God, which hath foundations, and a country that belongs to them. They were able to endure all kinds of tribulation on this earth, and suffering and hard work, and even torture and death, because they looked forward to that city. So it's heartening to think about heaven, and to keep in mind what you have to look forward to, knowing that the suffering of this present time is nothing compared to the glories which we're going to share in the future. When his time has come for you, and it's your time to go, that's the day you're going to be the most thankful of all, and you're going to arrive in your eternal home and see that it was really worth it all. Praise the Lord. That's going to be the happiest Christmas you ever had. Your happiest Christmas of all is still in the future. Your first Christmas in heaven. Lord, we know that in the future, in the most trying times, we will treasure even more your gift of eternal life and be thankful for you until finally we spend that first Christmas with you in heaven, our most memorable Christmas of all. Help us to look forward to our greatest and most blessed Christmas of all with you, where we live forever in your kingdom. In Jesus' name.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.